And with each out-breath, going a little deeper. Into that relaxed, alert state. And do a slow, systematic scan from the top of the head all the way down to the fingers and toes, bit by bit. Just allowing and releasing. So from this point on, trying to stay still. Because body movements disturb the mind. If you have an itch or something, it'll go away in 20 seconds. Any restlessness is just a state of mind that'll pass. And just let it go. So from within this easy state, trying to stay stable and deep, we're going to try to contemplate some concepts. So anytime you get distracted by what you're thinking about, you want to come back to the breath. Come back to this relaxed, focused place. So just consider for a moment how we spend our lives chasing after pleasant sensations. A comfortable bed, good food, good books, nice music. All the things we pursue day after day. Nice smells. Beautiful scenery. And fill in your own examples. Examine a day. And it's not just enjoying what comes to you, but it's spending energy to get more of it. And then how much of our lives do we spend avoiding the unpleasant things? Nasty smells, rough clothing, bad food, noise, tiredness. All those uncomfortable things we try to arrange our lives so that they don't happen to us. Over and over again. If you need to shift your position, do that now. Maintain as much of that relaxation as you can while you're doing that. Check your posture again. And settle into your body. Return to the breath. Let your mind rest with that rhythm. Now consider how often we pursue pleasing words about ourselves. Working for others' approval, recognition, praise. How important we make that, but then how fickle it is. Unreliable. How often do we work hard to avoid being blamed in our work, in our friendships, in our family? When our motivation for much of what we do is not really about helping others or serving others, but only for our own pleasure or avoiding pain. See see if you can find an example. And examine your motivation. How often do we believe that material things and relationships will make us happy? Have they made us happy so far? Doesn't the new car get old? The relationship get difficult? We've worked so hard in our lives to be happy. But have these strategies really worked? We often think that the next thing will make me happy, and then I'll get the next thing, and then I'll get the next thing, and then I'll get the next thing. And so we think that these brief moments are what happiness are. But what about lasting happiness? Something that doesn't fade. Isn't that what we really want? We spend so much time manipulating our environment. Going there, going here, buying this, getting this job, making this new friend. But isn't that craving really pretty uncomfortable? Constant pursuing. It isn't necessarily a pleasant feeling to contemplate this, to get that sense of the uselessness of craving, having to get the next thing, constantly wanting the next thing. But once you get that sense, try to hold it. It really is not that great. Don't jump to the antidote yet. Stay with this sense. This is pretty horrible, and I don't want it anymore. I want to emerge. Definitely. And as that feeling fades, or you start to get distracted, then you continue your analysis. Look at how all these things change constantly. This body that I enjoy so much, constantly changing, getting older, getting hurt, getting sick, getting well again, constantly changing, unreliable. we just get the external conditions right, and they change. There's an earthquake. We get laid off. Someone gets sick. We're thinking about the fact that craving just makes us want more. Like drinking salt water makes us thirstier. You come out of one good movie and you want the sequel. And it's never the same. So coming to a conclusion that all those external conditions that we try to pursue and avoid are not the true source of our happiness. That really the source of our joy is within us.